Hey, good morning. Good morning, Canada scientists. I love it. I love it. Thank you so much for doing this interview. I am so excited to hear all about your C60 purple power. So before we start, introduce yourself so our audience knows who you are.
Hi, I'm Ken. I'm a research scientist and founder of C60 Purple Power. And what I've I guess I'll tell you the story that it came through. And I was actually doing a research for a fusion reactor. And a lot of people did, it's metal oxygen fusion, so most people haven't heard of that. But a lot of the scientists that have been doing research on that, there was like the late doctor this and the late doctor that. So I didn't want to end up, or my crew to end up like that. So I went out looking for this for radiation protection, and I discovered this stuff called carbon 60. The scientific name is Buckminster Fuller, but the nickname is C60. And if you look behind me on the background, that's what it kind of looks like. It's a little soccer ball shaped molecule that's 60 carbon atoms. And so I took some. They basically had they had an experiment where they gave, one set of rats got C60, the other set of rats didn't. They hit them with a fatal dose of radiation. The C60 rats live, where all the control rats that didn't get it died. So when I heard about that, I said, "Well, that's for me and my crew." So we took it during the experimentation, a couple sources, and then about 7 to 8 months afterwards, because I kept taking it, because some of the little things like the afternoon blahs you get after you eat lunch, you want to go take a nap. That went away, and just little aches and pains. I used to kind of race motorcycles, so I wreck them. So I had a few aches and pains, and so they kind of went down. And but when I went into my eye doctor, I don't want to take too much time, but basically, he was looking in my eyes for a long, long time, and he did all this other stuff. But my dry macular degeneration, or drews, had disappeared. And he'd never seen that happen before in his practice. So that led to another. I had a friend, Gary Rodriguez. He was my electrical engineer on the project. He had developed wet macular degeneration. So he started taking, I made a formulation for him of C60 and MCT coconut oil. He was taking like a tablespoon a day for a year and a half, and his wet macular degeneration went away. So it just wasn't a fluke that, by chance that happened with me.
Right.
And then that's kind of how it went. And I started making it for friends and family. And then my alternative healthcare practitioners heard about it and wanted to try it. And then their patients did it. And one thing led to another. And now there's C60 Purple Power.
Wow. So what exactly is this C60? We
Oh, cool.
see
I
it
actually have a
back there.
model.
We see a
Let me.
little soccer ball thing over there.
Yeah, this is what it is. It's let's hopefully this will come up on the screen. Yeah, it's just 60 carbon atoms shaped like a little soccer ball. And the screen saver isn't really giving us the way it should. But what it does, it's an antioxidant, extremely powerful antioxidant, but it's very selective. It only interacts with two oxidative species, and one is superoxygen. And that's the most damaging oxidative radical in your body. And your mitochondria make a lot of that. It's basically an oxygen with an extra electron, and it's highly reactive and just does all kinds of damage. And then the other ion it works with, which is the ion usually created by radiation, and that's the hydroxyl radical or hydroxyl ion, which is basically a water molecule missing its proton. It's got an extra electron there, and it likes to tear things up. And so C60 reacts to that. But what's really amazing about C60, it doesn't interact with any of the signaling molecules the body uses, like nitrogen oxides. That's the vasodilator, dilates your capillaries, shrinks them. C60 doesn't interfere with that. It doesn't interfere with hydrogen peroxide. And it doesn't interfere with a bunch of oxidative radicals that the body uses for signaling molecules, usually based around iron, sulfur, and zinc. So that's kind of the real key thing about C60. So it has, they did animal toxicity. And, one of the first studies they did, they just wanted to check to see if it was toxic, right? So
Right.
they basically, they gave it to test animals, and it like doubled their lifespan, right?
Oh,
And they had
wow.
these things about radiation. And there's just been lots of studies like that. But so they finally, the scientists decided, said, does it really have toxicity? So they decided they were going to give the rats 1 gram per kilogram of C60, which is 10,000 times what other scientific studies have shown is to be a health beneficial dose. Wow. And even at that level, it had no toxicity because it doesn't interfere with any of the body's signaling molecules. Now, if you tried to do that with vitamin D or NAC or, other various antioxidants, you'd have like really negative, that would probably kill the rats.
Wow. Or
seriously injure them because it would interfere with the signaling molecules, but C60 doesn't do that. That's why it's pretty much completely safe at any level.
That is amazing. So why is it I haven't heard of the C60? And while I was Googling all of this stuff, I realized that there was the scientist who discovered this received a Nobel Prize. Why is that?
Yeah, that's Harry Kroto. He's passed away since there, but so I'll kind of give out the push his book here. He has a book, Buckminster Fullerene, Some Inside Stories. I've been reading that. It's a pretty good little book on what's been going on with that, and so it's just kind of the stories of it. It solved a long-standing mystery in astronomy. There's something in between. C60 is made in giant red stars. They know now because those are carbon burning stars or helium burning. They burned their carbon. But then they got a Nobel, they discovered in 1985, then they got a Nobel Prize in 1996 for chemistry because it's sort of a unique chemistry. And that's one of its unique properties. And I probably should get into the mitochondria. Like most molecules in nature, C60 likes to have a positive charge and oxidative radicals have negative charges. So they tend to attract together, but most molecules in nature get a positive charge by giving the electron up into the environment. With C60, it pulls positive hydrogen ions from out of the environment and stores it inside. It's like this cage-like structure it has.
Right.
And then it releases those to neutralize oxidative radicals, which allows it to like reset itself again and again and again. And in the story of the mitochondria, what happens is C60 is lipophilic, so it's actively uptaken by the mitochondria through the membranes, the mitochondria membranes. And then if people recall, I don't have any diagrams here, but the outside of the mitochondria is the outer membrane is positively charged with lots of hydrogen ions. So the C60 fills up with those hydrogen ions. And then because it becomes positively charged, it's attracted to the inner membrane, which is negatively charged. And as it travels the interspatial space between that, it neutralizes superoxides and hydroxyl radicals until it uses up like those little hydrogen ions on the inside, up to six of them. And then the oxidative radicals will stick to the C60, which makes it negatively charged. Then it's pulled back to the positively charged outer membrane where it neutralizes those oxidative radicals, refills with hydrogen ions, and then just kind of and then heads back to the inner membrane. So you can have like tens of thousands or even millions of these little C60 molecules bouncing back and forth inside between the membranes in your mitochondria, getting rid of the oxidative radicals. And remember, 65% of the oxidative radicals, especially the most damaging one like superoxide and hydroxyl radical, are produced in your mitochondria. So if you take that burden down in your cells, well, then everything else benefits.
Right, kind of like PEMF.
Mm-hmm.
So is C60 kind of the new CBD?
Yes, it actually is. But the thing is, it's only known for, not very many people know about it. And that's why you've never heard about it. It's just right? It's very... it's like pre-adapter stage. And that's kind of one of the things we're doing is we're trying to send the C60 message and its benefits. But it's an uphill battle just because it's totally unique, totally unknown. It's growing, but it still hasn't really broken into the mainstream. People really just don't know about it. And so we're just trying to push that to kind of educate people and teach them about the benefits of C60.
Right, right. So what are the benefits of C60? And what would you say would be like a regular dosage for a person to take?
Okay, well, there's a whole bunch of things. C60, well, thing people will immediately notice is you're going to get notice an increase in like energy and mental clarity. And of course that has a lot to do because C60, you know, gets rid of, it's an antioxidant, so it really reduces inflammation, even used topically on inflammatory, you know, on knees and stuff, it'll reduce inflammation. But also because it does the mitochondria, you get, you know, more ATP. ATP is produced by your mitochondria. So you get more, you get that energy and mental clarity. And that's the first thing. But also there's a whole process I could get into, but it'd take a while. It also enhances stem cell production. It basically gets rid of senescent cells, and then those cells are replaced by stem cells. And so stem cell levels go way up in people that take C60. And also there's a lot of part of the mental clarity there's two types of inflammation people have. You have acute inflammation. That's when you twist your ankle, right? It puffs up, you're immobilized, and that's what nature's meant to do, right? So you don't get around and move stuff. But another thing that inflammation does is it suppresses dopamine, which is sort of like the the motivation molecule. That's really what gets you out of bed in the morning. Because, you know, it's if you got an injured knee, right, or an ankle, the body, they don't want you to get up and be walking around. So they suppress dopamine until, you know, your injury's healed, and then the dopamine level rises and, you know, you go back on, which is great. That's what nature intended. Problem is people have chronic inflammation. You know, it could be arthritis. It could be in their gut. It could be, I mean, there's so many toxic chemicals and other environmental factors today, and that there's just lots and lots of chronic inflammation. Well, C60 suppresses that inflammation. So your dopamine levels rise, and then people describe, well, I went back and started exercising like I used to, or I started doing this hobby that I used to always like to do. So that's another thing. We have aldehyde tests with C60, and C60 will basically take the oxidative burden, at least measured by an aldehyde test, pretty much down to zero.
Right, right. So PEMF, one of the biggest reasons that people end up using PEMF is for inflammation and chronic inflammation, because similar to the C60, it increases ATP production in the cells, which more ATP production makes healthier cells and removes the inflammation. So very much sort of hand in hand, C60 and PEMF. Now, you told us the benefits about C60 being inflammation and antioxidant properties. How soon would somebody actually see results?
Well, you'd probably notice within a week, you'd get that increase in mental clarity and energy. And then over time, as the body rebuilds itself in a healthy manner, then you'll get a lot of other benefits. You know, and a lot of this stuff, remember, if you have a chronic problem that's been going on for years, it's not going to disappear overnight.
Right.
Like we had Sierra, which is our marketing, all things marketing at C60 Purple Power. She had Hashimoto's, and she had zero functioning in her thyroid. When she came to C60 Purple Power, she's been taking it for 3.5 years. She's off 2/3 of her medicine.
Oh, wow.
Part of that is the senescent cells, C60. One of the things people have is in a senescent cells, basically it's got damaged DNA. Maybe the telomeres are shortened, whatever it is. It's not functioning, and it doesn't, but usually the cell would like self-destruct, autophagy. And or apoptosis, I guess, would be the correct term. But it doesn't want to do that. So it goes into the state of fermentation. And that way, and it stops providing things like superoxide and catalase that the mitochondria use to function. So they have to go into fermentation too.
Right.
So, but C60 being an SOD mimic, when you take C60, it'll restart the mitochondria and senescent cells. And then those mitochondria, because they're little independent organelles in our cells, right?
Right.
And they send messages to the nuclear DNA. Once the C60 gets in there, the mitochondria turn back on into the Krebs cycle, the oxygenation, making ATP. But they also send messages to the nuclear DNA. If they don't get the right message back, they'll initiate apoptosis, which is programmed cell death. The cell breaks down into apoptotic bodies, which are non-inflammatory process, by the way. The phagocytes come and clean them up. Right. Well, that stimulates the stem cells. And so, like probably the Hashimoto, this is just theoretical, speculative, just letting people know, but this has happened in a lot of people's organs. The senescent cells get wiped out,
right,
and then they're replaced with stem cells, which have a full set of telomeres, but they can function correctly. They're not damaged. And so we think it's that stem cell replacement with healthy functioning cells, which is responsible for that benefit. But it took 3.5 years. So right. So that's, you get the immediate health benefits, and then you get long-term benefits as the body slowly rebuilds itself in a healthy manner.
Right. I can't wait to tell my sister about this, because my sister has Hashimoto's and is on all sorts of medication and still really suffering. So I'm so excited. As soon as I get off this call, I'm going to be telling her about it. So when I was doing my research about C60, I saw prices all over the place. And what yours in particular, or a little bit more on the high-end side of a price, why does it cost so much?
Well, if you want to use the you want to use the right C60, what we use is sublimated 99.99% C60. And sublimation, if you people remember from history from chemistry class, it's when a solid turns into a gas and then condenses back into a solid. So that's how our C60 is purified. There's other C60 that's purified by solvents, primarily methylbenzene, toluene, and then they bake the solvent off, but there's always like a little bit left. And actually 99.99% high purity C60 is more expensive by weight than gold. So that's one of the reasons why our product costs a lot. Also, we use all organic oils. We have like a GMP, good manufacturing practices, a manufacturer that produces our products. We have like third-party testing after it's done. In fact, we, on the side of our boxes, we have a little QR code. You can go and see the COAs for our C60 and the oils, and then the after testing showing the C60 concentration, and there's no microbiologics in there. So we have it, so you can know what you're getting. You can actually see that. But a lot of companies out there really don't do that. They use, less than, you would say, lower quality C60s, 99% or 99.9%. The rest of that would be solvent, right? Because pretty much all sublimated C60 is 99.99 or 99.98%. That's just what sublimated C60 is. It's just that level, because it's like an extraction process, right? It's like that. So that's just the nature of it. So, and a lot of times they don't use the high concentration or stuff. It's, originally the C60 market was very small, and everybody made a quality product for their customers. So it didn't really matter who you went to. Everybody was, everybody would give you a good quality product. Right. But then what happened, C60 became popular. Well, it's not that popular, but, it became much more popular. And then just like the CBD market, you had all these people want to jump in to make a buck. And so they're just producing like low quality or no quality products claiming to have C60 in them. And so you just have to be careful. And it's a little bit Wild West out there, just like the CBD market was when it kind of took off.
Yeah, I was actually going to mention the CBD. I just finished a master's degree program, University of Maryland School of Pharmacy, specializing in medical cannabis. And one of the things that we learned was that all CBDs are not created equally. You see all this stuff on the shelves at the store, the grocery store, wherever you can find them. But the reputable ones are the ones that have the COAs, just like what you were talking about. So that definitely sounds like the real deal. Now, when I was Googling online, I saw all these biohackers and the do-it-yourself C60. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, you can do it yourself. You're going to be using solvent-produced C60 probably in that case. Our partner that makes our sublimated C60 basically makes it for us, a couple other companies, and some governments, right? So that's basically their thing. There's people that produce solvent stuff out there. You get stuff out of China that's questionable. So, there's good stuff out of China, but then there's a lot of crap. So you have to be careful on that. Right. And so, yeah, you could do that if you wanted to biohack it yourself. There's other fullerenes out there. There's a C70 But we had some biohackers try that on themselves, and it came, they had a pretty bad experience. So just to be aware that you don't want to use C70 is like a little rugby shaped ball, fullerene, and it's not really been tested much for health benefits. In fact, it doesn't appear to have any. It's the C60 is what you're looking for in a fullerene that can help you.
So definitely C70 is not the upgrade of C60.
Yes, that's right. So just be aware of that. They had it's pretty rarely produced, but it's like a side thing, and but it's just not a something you want to do. Just to let people know out there, there's really no health studies on C70, and the biohackers that used it had a bad experience, so I would not recommend
C70. Yeah. Just stay away from
C70. Yeah, when you're using C60 too, the only type of C60 which is useful is that which has been dissolved as single molecules in an oil. Okay, there's people out there that sell particles of C60. You know, they're like little crystal fragments of thousands or tens of thousands of C60 suspended in something. No health benefits. They've already have lots of scientific things showing that particles of C60 give you no health benefits. In fact, can even be a kind of inflammatory as nanoparticles. So you got to make sure your C60 is dissolved in a healthy oil. And also we decided to get the right type of oils because it's kind of like a Goldilocks spectrum of oils. Now there's some oils that have a really, really long shelf life, but are very inflammatory because they have this high omega-6-9 level, like canola oil. Or soybean oil, or some things like sunflower oil. Right. Yeah, they're great for long shelf life, but they're pretty very inflammatory. And then you got other oils on the other side, which are great oils, like hemp seed oil, or flax seed oil, or fish oil. But the problem is because they're really high in omega-3s. But the problem is they go rancid really quickly.
Right.
In fact, that's why I always tell people, if you're going to buy fish oil, hemp seed oil, or flaxseed oil, buy it out of the refrigerated section of your health food store, not off the shelf, because there's a really high chance if you buy it off the shelf, it's rancid. So buy it in the refrigerated section. So we kind of picked the Goldilocks selection of oils. Extra virgin olive oil, obviously that's well characterized. In fact, that was the only thing people were selling C60 originally. I'm the one that came up with, I started putting it in avocado oil. Because if I was to drink, like, let's say I was working on a health problem, wanted to take an ounce of, let's say, extra virgin olive oil, I would be visiting the bathroom before too long.
Right.
So I also have, so that's why I put it in avocado oil, because it's a healthy oil, but it's much easier to digest and doesn't quite have that really bite, it's like extra virgin does. But, a lot of people like extra virgin, and that's fine. And then we also have it in MCT coconut oil. And for those people out there, MCT means medium chain triglycerides. Right. So MCT coconut oil is an extract of coconut oil. And what it does is the MCTs, those medium chain triglycerides, could be turned to ketones by your liver instantly. And then it's like flex fuel. And then your cells can take those ketones and use it for a flex fuel for your body. That's why I did it for Gary Rodriguez, because he had like type 2 diabetes, which had kind of brought on his wet macular degeneration. And so when you have MCT coconut oil, your body can use that as like a flex fuel, because the ketones produced by your liver, your cells can use that as a flex fuel rather than glucose.
Right.
So you don't avoid that glucose crash. And then it's also, a lot of athletes use that too. And people with glucose processing issues, it's just a really good oil. And so that's why we put the C60 in there for those people that wanted that option.
Right. So I put a teaspoon of coconut oil in my coffee every morning, and I think a lot of people actually do that. So in some sense, we're kind of doing something similar, but not all inclusive like the C60 Purple Power.
Yes.
And we were talking before. What are your thoughts on activated charcoal?
Oh, the activated charcoal. Well, it's not going to pass the gut-blood barrier. Or the gut barrier to get into your blood. So, but what activated charcoal is, animals have been using it, or people have been using it. What it does is it can absorb toxins.
Right.
So if you've got when I travel foreign countries, I always have activated charcoal with me. So, if I get a little digestive stress, I just take a bunch of activated charcoal. It sucks up those toxins that the bad bacteria are in my gut. And so that problem goes away. But the problem with activated charcoal, if you take it every day, it also can absorb a lot of important minerals you need to stay healthy. Right. So activated charcoal, it's great for getting rid of toxins, clearing stuff out, but you don't want to do it every day because then you won't get your like magnesiums and calciums and stuff. It can tend to sequester that and it just goes through you and you don't get to absorb it.
Right, right. Makes sense. Makes sense. Yeah. So what should a consumer be looking for when they're trying to choose a good C60 product?
Well, just basically three things. You're looking for the high purity, 99.99% or 99.998%, really, really high level of purity. Secondly, you should be looking for sublimated C60. That's C60 that's never been exposed to solvents, if you can find it. It's not, most producers out there use the solvent-based. And then just a healthier carrier oil so that you're not, you know, the carrier oil supporting the benefits of C60, not, you know, giving inflammation like sunflower or canola oil,
right,
that you don't want to be... That's you know, birds are great, you know, and sunflower seeds, by the way, are fine. You know, that's eating those is fine. It's just a lot of things when they refine things like sunflower oil, it's not so good because it's kind of heavy in omega sixes and nines, and basically birds can digest it, but people can't.
Right.
So it's, yeah. So a lot of times, you know, foods are good for you, but their extracts maybe aren't.
True, because I tell my patients all the time, I say, eating an orange is actually better than drinking a glass of oranges.
No, because you'll get that glucose spike.
Yeah, boom, right, exactly.
Oh, yeah, you want to eat the whole food, so it's digested. There's lots of other goodies in there that kind of are meant to work together to do things.
Right.
And so I guess probably we should talk about pulse harmonics. Or PMF machines, yes, because that's I've been using the PMF for years. I got my little pad over here. There it is. Kind of comes through on the thing there. Yes, I've been using it. In fact, I use the brand that I use is Pulse Harmonics with an X at the end, and that's produced by Jack Butler out here in Longmont, California. I mean Longmont, Colorado. And I've actually was involved with Jack for doing other things when he developed his original pulse harmonic. So I've seen it grow in the different varieties and the pain in the ass working with a production facility. That's kind of how learning about working production is actually how later I would use that same experience to helping me making C60, because it's making production facilities that's a special skill. So yeah, I've been using the Pulse Harmonic for, I don't know, at least 10 years now. And it just does amazing things for me. The two things, the things people notice with the Pulse Harmonic, PMF device is it does do, like if you've got like damaged knees or elbows or stuff, that's right. What I found really helps. It tends to like increases blood flow. And I know that, so it tends to do a little bit of swelling when you start it, but then it brings in healing. And so if you use it faithfully, it will, because I used to have like a tennis elbow, right, and the Pulse Harmonics, it didn't happen overnight. It took, you know, months, but I don't have that problem anymore. And so things on knees, I blew out a knee on a little sports incident. And I use the Pulse Harmonic on that, and it really accelerated the healing. That's what I know that it does. It kind of, I think it increases the blood flow, increases like the activity of the cells, the mitochondria, and so that the cells can get in there and heal themselves. And so it's really benefited me. And another thing, though you're not going to see this with right off, but that also when you do like a pulsing of your whole body, or, you know, your thorax or whatever you want to call that, it also increases the heart rate variability.
Right.
And so there's actually little programs you can buy for your computer, and there's little sensors you can stick in, and you put your thumb in it, and it'll actually measure your heart rate variability over time, which is really important, because it's the health of when your heart actually is variable. It's not always exactly the same. There's this variability that happens. That's the sign of a healthy heart. It's when it's doing like exactly the same thing. That's the sign that I'm not a medical doctor. I can't get medical advice. At least I know these things. And so you can actually measure that by using a PMF machine. You can see the improvements of that rather easily.
Right. So the Pulse Harmonic is one of the the devices that we actually recommend, and it's an amazing device. But pulse electromagnetic field, PEMF, in any of the other devices work just as well. We have some that are low intensity and some high intensity. So the pulse harmonic is actually more towards the high end. So great stuff, great stuff. So I'm glad that you actually have that experience and you were able to reduce inflammation in your elbow when you.
Oh yeah, and that's yeah. I had actually produced it's a pulsed harmonic device, but it's a little different. It's shorter frequencies, and I was actually, because that's Colorado, I was in the cannabis industry. Right. And I could actually go and pulse your plants and get you 80% more bud on them.
Oh, wow. this is one of the benefits of PEMF. I have a lot of plants in my office, and my PEMF device is in one half of the treatment room. So I put once a week on a Friday, I water all the plants. So I would take a jug and put water. And so while the patients are getting treatment that day, my water is actually getting treated also. And then I water my plants. And in the middle of winter, my orchids are blooming. I have tons of orchids back there. And the patients come in, they're like, my orchids at my house are half dead and yours have blooms. So PEMF, great stuff, great stuff. So you were talking also about the C60 power and inflammation. How does C60 work? How does it work in men and how does it work in women? I know that there are certain drugs, certain vitamins that would work differently in different genders.
The key to C60, it works at the cellular level. So it's working at, it's at the cellular level, it's working in the mitochondria. It's also protects the nuclear DNA from oxidative damage, it also likes to hang out in the endoplasmic reticulum that right. makes the proteins that kind of surrounds your nucleus where the mRNA comes out and goes to the right. ribosomes, and then they make the proteins and stuff. So C60 protects that whole sector there so you can make your proteins. And that's now the difference is you'll notice like one of the things is when your mitochondria return to functionality, mitochondria make pregnenolone, which is the precursor molecule for all the hormones. And they actually make it out of the LDL cholesterol, the quote people call the bad cholesterol. That's not bad cholesterol. That's meant to be there. It's what, as we get older, our mitochondria don't function like they do. And so that LDL cholesterol tends to build up in the blood rather than being used to make pregnenolone and other substances. And then when it oxidizes, that changes its form and it sticks to your artery walls. And that's basically one of the main causes of heart disease. So when you're taking C60, your mitochondria ramp themselves back up. And now they're taking that LDL and turning it into pregnenolone. And then the cells can use that pregnenolone with anything. And so like in your pineal gland, you're gonna probably produce more melatonin. In your pituitary hypothalamus complex, you'll probably get more human growth hormone and dozens of master hormones. And like as Sierra, she's making more T3 and T4 right. and balancing out her needs for that. And also it happens in the same with the adrenals. Adrenals take pregnenolone, make a lot of pregnenolone, and they use it to make, the mineral corticoids, which balances the blood, which is, one of the counterindications I need to mention here too. C60 doesn't, all C60 does is lifts the oxidative burden so your cells can function correctly. But one of the things that it will do is it restores like mitochondria function in the adrenals, and the adrenals produce mineral corticoids, which balance the quote thickness of your blood. Right. So if you're on a blood thinner and you start taking C60, you can rapidly, the quote, thick blood problem can rapidly go away with the return of the production of mineral corticoids.
Right.
So you need to consult with your doctor if you're on a blood thinner and to get a lot more testing if you're going to take C60. Tell your doctor you're going to take C60. Tell them it can, it can restart mineral corticoid production, which is going to make your blood, kind of balance out. And so you need to be on extra testing so that your blood doesn't get too thin. And it's a little bit, it's not quite the same, but it's a little bit, because one of the things that pregnenolone is converted in the adrenals into androgens, which are the precursors for estrogen, progesterone, testosterone. So you can get a lot of increase. Like we had a guy, he was 70 years old. He'd gone to his doctor. He had like a 350 testosterone count. And so he started taking creams and he was up to about in the low 700s. you know, doing the creams. And then he started taking C60, and about 3 months later, he went in for testing, and his testosterone level was 1200. Wow. So his doctor backed him off on the creams. And so, so that's another thing. 'Cause if you're doing hormone things, you're the underlying problem can go away and your hormone levels will rise, but it's not like hormone treatment where they give you a single hormone.
Right.
When your body produces pregnenolone, that means whatever hormones your body produces can be increased now, because it's basically, you're just rolling your cells' production back. Once the mitochondria can function like they used to 10, 20 years ago, well, then your hormone levels can rise to the way maybe they were 10, 20 years ago. And so that's, but it's a natural broad across the thing. It's not like one specific hormone increase. So you'll get a broad increase of all your hormones, not just one.
So I guess the same would be in women, the same thing, the hormone.
Some people that have been on the menopause, you know, pre-perimenopause go back to having their periods. So that's another one.
Well, that really would suck for some women.
Yes. So if you're on the edge, if you're over, it's probably not going to be a problem, but sometimes on the edge, because it's like rolling back the clock a little bit.
Right.
And there's a lot of animal studies that also C60 is good topically. They found that, you know, applied topically, they had, in fact, one of the first human studies was actually a cream produced in Japan for wrinkles. And they found that C60 would significantly reduce wrinkles and fine lines in Japanese women.
Oh, wow. Well, no, I am definitely getting C60. You see, so you must be using C60, because I'm looking and there's like zero.
I just turned 60. So I'm doing pretty good. I use it a lot internally, not as much topically, but there's other things, like if you get mosquito bites, you can put C60 on the mosquito bite in about 20 minutes. The itching goes away, which is really nice. And especially, and they found in vitro studies of human cells. Right. And they basically, human skin cells, they gave one set would get C60, the other set didn't. They exposed them to UV light levels of varying amounts. And they found that C60 significantly protected human skin cells from UV damage. So, because it's an antioxidant, UV light makes oxidative radicals, so C60 worked there. And then they also did one with, one of the things is C60 kind of supports immunity. And they had done some studies with mast cells, human mast cells in the body, in test tubes. And they found that it like delayed or modified the release of like the histamines, because that's what mast cells, they got little packets of histamines and release them, right, which of course causes your allergies. And then they took that into animal studies, and they found that I think it was rats. And they had rats that had been conditioned to have apoplectic shock when exposed to a certain allergen. And they found that those rats that had C60, it moderated their immune response, so they didn't go into anaphylactic shock when exposed to the allergen. So a lot of people notice that their allergies go way down when they take C60, but it's a gradual process. It doesn't happen overnight. Like a lot of
this is more reason for me to try the C60. My husband is very asthmatic and highly allergic. I didn't know that people had fall allergies. I heard of spring allergies. Well, he has fall allergies also. So
yeah, those molds.
Yeah. So between the C60 and the PMF treatment that we do every day, I think he's gonna end up being a superhero. So
yeah.
I kind of look forward to that, because then I'm gonna increase the whole honeydew list come when the weather is better. There'll be all kinds of stuff building in my yard. So is there anything else about C60 that C60 power that we actually need to know?
Well, you know, C60 is an adult choice. You know, we don't recommend it for pregnant women, women that are nursing, because, or even children, because there really isn't experiments there to tell. So it's an adult choice, and we recommend people, there's a site, what is C60, that we're kind of associated with that tells a lot about C60. You can go in there and you can learn a lot about C60. And you got to remember that there's some types of C60 that's dissolved in an oil. That's the health benefit type. There's also one that's polyhydroxynated, which makes it water soluble, but that's only used in experiments. Those are the health beneficial types. Particles of C60 don't have you any benefit. So you have to make sure you get the right type of C60. And to do health benefits, and just do your own research. And you know, C60 is not a magic pill. It has its benefits. It does what it does, and it does it really well. But part of it, if you're going to be, you know, on a health journey, you need to eat right. You need to supplement with vitamins. You need to, like, you know, get the exercise. You need to do all of those other things. Because what C60 does, it doesn't cure, heal, or prevent anything. It just lifts the oxidative burden your cells are under, so that your cells can now function the way they should be. But you need to make sure that the cells have those nutrients. The cells have, you know, all the other things that they need, and the, you know, a low electromagnetic environment, all that stuff, so that now they can get and do what's necessary, the healing. So it's just one part of a health journey, of a journey to health. C60 is just one part of that, but it's an important part.
What about pets?
Oh, C60 works great on pets.
Yay.
Usually, like, we've had, like, really old German shepherds. And, oh, by the way, when you're taking C60, I probably should talk a little bit about the amounts. Now, most people, let's say in your 30s or 40s or maybe in early 50s, and let's say you're midweight, between 130 and 160 pounds. On our website, we actually have a dose amount. Just a teaspoon in the morning would be fine. Tends to be stimulated, so you want to take it in the morning, not late at night. Okay. But as you get older, you get a little bit of gray hair, or you get a little extra weight, so is a tablespoon's more appropriate. And that's what I use. I use about a tablespoon or a half a day and in the morning. And so that tends to be a more as you get older. So like an older dog, an older German shepherd, give them a tablespoon and you'll be amazed after about a couple of weeks. They'll just be running around like they haven't for just years.
Wow.
And with little dogs, it's littler amounts. So dogs have their preferences. Some like avocado oil, some like avocado oil. We don't would recommend the MCT coconut oil because it's in the grass family. And so you don't want to have accidents in the house with the dog if you give them MCT oil. So
I didn't ask that question.
Yeah, so that's kind of why we stick with olive oil or avocado oil. They have their preferences, cats too. You know, some like one, some like the other. It's a kind of a personal preference for the animal.
So this is interesting because I do animal rescue and I have older cats and dogs at my house. Definitely this is something I'm going to be incorporating into not only my life, but my animal's life. And I know C60 is not recommended for children. PMF actually is, it's safe. And my cats and dogs actually get PMF treatment also. So
oh, yeah. They're great for animals. Because you can put the whole animal in the pad.
Yeah, yeah. Put them. Yeah.
The whole animal gets the pad. You know, gets the pulse, not just part of you.
Right. Absolutely. So, if people want to learn more about C60 and Purple Power, where can they get more information?
Well, you can go to c60purplepower.com, and that's the website, and it'll take there. And you can go explore some of their landing pages and things, learn a little bit about it. There's because it's, you know, it's a non-FDA approved substance. We have a few of the human studies. Most of the animal studies, you have to go somewhere else to get because they're not, there's, you know, the FDA association stuff. But it's out there if you want to look there. Just, you know, go with the the quality producers. We've got, most of the original producers were really all quality. It's just now that there's so many people out there that it's, you know, so we have our certificates analysis, back up our products and all that. We have a great customer service. So we like to think that we're like the best one out there, but you know, there are other legitimate ones out there, but you have to be careful when you're going for, just like CBD, it's got a little bit of Wild West out there.
it is the Wild West. It is absolutely. So it was such a joy to talk to you. I feel like I've learned so much and I'm so excited to try the C60. You've been the wealth of knowledge and most appropriately, Ken the scientist. I can see, when I was on your website and I saw that, I was like, Ken the scientist. And then now after talking to you and hearing the journey, I could totally see that. I could totally see that. And thank you so much for doing this and for also using PMF and for the knowledge that you shared with everybody. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for having me on.
Thank you.